Here with Councillor for Ward 1, Strathroy Care Doc, Frank Kennis. Most recent Strathroy Care Doc Council meeting, discussion, fire advisory committee on the agenda for discussion. Again, you expressed some frustration about the fact that it seems to be coming up all the time and discussions and debates seem to be coming out all the time. You expressed frustration, which we don't see a lot from you, Frank.
Well, I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, about the third time where there's been some sort of move to either not form the committee or to eliminate the committee since it was formed, I think, about a year ago. Each of those previous two occasions, we decided to go ahead with the committee, and the last time there was a motion introduced to get rid of the committee, I think it was defeated 7-2. So I think that's a pretty clear message from council that they see the committee serving value. It's been populated with councillors who care about the community and individuals who have shown an interest in the fire department and fire safety and have volunteered their time to give to the community. And I think we owe them the opportunity to share their thoughts as part of that committee.
Yeah, there's been plenty of discussion around the advisory committee, whether it's the terms of reference, whether it's the makeup and who should make up the committee. Do you see the benefit in the committee?
Well, I think that that remains to be seen. I think that needs to be fleshed out. I don't think they've really had an opportunity to spend a lot of time looking at the various issues at this point. But I think, you know, we're in a situation where we have a new fire hall that here in Strathroy that's just about done. We talk about long-term, and I forget the exact term, a fire force that has full-time firefighters on it. I think it's called aggregate or something. I forget the exact term for that. But that certainly would change how the fire department in our community would operate. So, I think it's important that we have representatives of the community that can provide their thoughts as we move forward in an ever-growing community and an ever-changing fire department.
Final question, and it's going to be just outside the realm of the fire department. If I was to ask you if you thought there was, and there's been plenty of history on votes in this current council, sometimes 6-3, a lot of the times it's 7-2, and there's the odd time where it's a majority rule in favor together. Would you say that council is divided on many issues?
I would say that they are divided on certain issues. I think there's a lot of things that we agree on, and I think a lot of the votes are unanimous. One of the most important decisions that we made at the last council meeting was to purchase a recorded voted system so people will see how members of council vote on every issue. And I think that's important for people to see. And are there things that I voted against that the majority of council has voted for? Of course. We all have different opinions on different thoughts, and that's democracy. But I think when we are asked to revisit the same issues over and over again after a decisive vote has been made one way, to me, that's not a good use of our time when there are so many other things that need our attention.
Ward 1 Councillor Frank Kennis, appreciate your time, Frank. Thank you for this.
Thanks for the opportunity, Chris.